We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Hey, what's good, Chicago? And welcome back to episode 491 of Speak Your Mind Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today is Sunday, March 24th, 2024, at 4:53 a.m. Before we jump into today's program, I want to let anyone out there know, if you're interested in coming on the show for an interview about your music, no matter where you're from, email me at speakyourmindradio2021@yahoo.com. Make sure you attach your music links and things of that nature so we can go ahead and book you for the show. Okay. Now, in today's program, we will be discussing Ice Spice track, Thank You to Shit. So Ice Spice thinks you're no more than a fart on her first single of the year, which she has been teasing her fans for weeks until the visual came out on January 26, 2024, just a few days after her 24th birthday. The song Thank You to Shit is the second single from her upcoming debut studio album entitled Y2K, which Ice Spice named because she was born on Y2K. So before releasing the track, Ice Spice teased the artwork for her song, which you see her flipping off the camera in her brightly straightened orange fiery hair, which I love, and is captioned Fart at Midnight, which the intro snippet that was attached to it, it quickly went viral on X, formerly known as Twitter, for all you who don't know. Now, I think the song Thank You to Shit is an absolute hit. Why? Because the hook is catchy. Thank you to shit, bitch. You not even a fart. I'ma be going hard. I'm breaking their hearts. Like when Ice Spice team wouldn't let Ye use her recorded verse for New Body, that's breaking hearts. That's not the only hearts that Ice Spice broke, though. Ice Spice broke Nicki Minaj's fans, the Barbs. They were furious with Ice Spice for even considering recording with Ye, seeing that Nicki Minaj refused to clear her track, her 2019 verse on the track for Kanye's 2024 Vultures project. According to Miss Minaj, Ye made the rapper redo her verse, not once, but twice, and then he still didn't release it. So her response to Ye after asking Nicki to clear her verse was a sincere, "Nah, son, that train has passed." So looks like Ye opened the verse to both Ice Spice and Doja Cat and went with the best delivery, which seems to be Ice Spice and Ye's opinion. I don't know if this was to get under Miss Minaj's skin or not to take Ice Spice's verse so seriously. Of course, it's completely backfired on Ye because immediately after Ice Spice team took the verse off the table, Ye went on the internet and started ranting about it. Like they didn't clear the verse. He doesn't know why. Sounds like a big dose of karma to me, if you ask. You know, kudos to Ice Spice team for not accepting the offer after carefully considering which I think was a good PR move for Ice Spice, because all news is good news for celebrities. Let's keep that real, you know? I'm also happy that Ice Spice team refused to do the song out of respect and loyalty to Nicki Minaj and the Barbs. And that's important to say because we all know the history of Nicki Minaj sharing her crown, sharing her light, you know, I'm saying doing different collaborations with different artists and them just using her for a quick come up. We already know that. So I'm happy that Ice Spice team really sat down and said, you know what? This is not a good look for Ice Spice. First of all, she's cool as hell with Taylor Swift. She's seen at different events with her. That makes her vision go up. That makes her brand go up. Ice Spice's brand, hanging out with somebody like Taylor Swift, who is also a arch nemesis of Kanye West. Makes sense, right? Then on top of that, we all know that Nicki Minaj took Ice Spice, the princess of R&B, the princess of hip hop, and took her under her wings and, you know, did different collaborations with her, not once, but twice. So for her to go on Nubody that Nicki Minaj refuses to clear, because that came out like 4 years ago and she just waiting. And then all of a sudden this female rapper that comes along and she's cool with her, goes off and does a song with Kanye West. That's bogus. Like that's some bogus stuff or whatever. And that's why I'm glad that Ice Spice team like reconsidered the thought of recording with Ye. And it sound petty, but it's real though, because of what happened to Nicki Minaj. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I just be looking at the introspective of things and I'm like, dang, like that's really messed up. That's all I can say. So, like I said, kudos to Ice Spice team for basically taking the offer off the table for Nubody of Kanye West's up-and-coming project, Vultures, period. Okay, so thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Speak Your Mind Radio. I love you, Chicago, and I love everyone else that tunes in and listens. And don't forget to send in your new music to Speak Your Mind Radio 2021 at yahoo.com. All right, peace.